Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And today, we're going to talk about creating revenue from Amazon. And I know that a lot of you are probably thinking, can I still make money from Amazon? I wasn't sure if you could or not, so I invited Leslie Hensel to join me. She's the co-founder of Riverbend Consulting, whose 85 employees solve problems for e-commerce sellers. She has helped thousands of sellers get their suspended Amazon accounts and ASINs up and running. I'm not even sure what that is, but what I'm going to do is introduce you to Leslie and we can find out. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I am so excited to have this conversation because I know this is something that a lot of people wonder about. And so let's start at the very beginning. I have a product and I think I want to sell it on Amazon. What should I know as I'm getting started?
So Amazon used to be the Wild West. Just a few years ago, you could toss any product up there and it would sell. And you didn't really have to be very organized about it. Things have changed. You can still sell. You can still make a lot of money. And especially if you have an existing product line, something you're selling in other channels, you should be on Amazon. But you have to do it in an organized way as a legitimate business that keeps great records, has invoices, and that when you put your product up, you're marketing the product. You're not just tossing it up like it's eBay. You're making sure you have great marketing on the platform.
Okay. So what kind of products do you think do well on Amazon that the platform really seems to embrace and make it easy for marketers?
Such a wide range of things. The most important thing is to check out what the competition is. So if you have, say you had five products to choose from that you're thinking about putting on Amazon, you're going to look for things that are not already in a saturated category with some monsters that are just killing it every day, right? You need to find the niche where you can actually stand out and where you can have an impact over time without having to spend $1 billion in ads to overcome someone who's already doing a great job.
Okay, so I'm ready to start selling on Amazon. I've checked out my competitors. I think I've got something that's a little different. The market doesn't seem to be completely saturated. You were talking about marketing. What kind of marketing do I need to be doing?
So you need to start with the most basic thing, which so many companies neglect. There are even massive companies that put their products on Amazon that neglect to work on their product detail page. So the detail page is it's like the ad. It's the page you're looking at where you see the product photo and the headline and the bullets telling you why to buy the product. You can have up to 8 images there, and you should. You shouldn't just have one photo. You need lifestyle images. And if you can, they need to have babies, they need to have dogs, and they need to have hot women. Even if the product is not for babies, dogs, or hot women, because that sells. So I think y'all are understanding what I'm saying. You want to show how people use the product and make it attractive and make it feel squishy and nice and warm. Also, the language matters. I'm sure we have all seen where you've gone to some product on Amazon and the bullet copy doesn't even make sense, or the headline doesn't even make sense. You need a benefit orientation. You don't have the store shelf where someone is at the Target or the Walmart actually picking up your product and looking at it. So you need to make it come to life on that webpage. So that means the benefits orientation of why you want to buy it. And again, those emotional selling words. And I know that these two elements, good photos and copy, seem so basic. But again, because it's online, people neglect it. They think, oh, I just throw it up there and the people will come and buy. No, you really have to do a great job on that page.
So I've got my work cut out for me and I'm going to pay as much attention to the copy on my product page on Amazon as I do on my website or in my other marketing. And I'm going to get some great photos. I'm going to find somebody's puppy because all I have are cats. And while they're cute, they're not the same as a puppy. And maybe borrow a baby and I'm good. I've done that. What else should I be doing?
So video is huge on Amazon. And what's exciting about it is you don't have to spend a fortune on video. You used to have to. Now you don't. You can do some great video shots yourself and then get an editor on Fiverr to make it into a beautiful 30-second or 20-second video. What's really cool is that Amazon actually prioritizes search results sometimes by video, and it'll show video on the mobile version of its app. It'll even show it in the, like when you're in the search results and scrolling through. So that's super cool. Anything you can do to stand out, and video is definitely one of them. And then next is the scary part. The scary part is ads. So advertising on Amazon is very effective. It can get really expensive and out of hand. So why it crosses over into marketing, because you're like, we're talking about marketing, not advertising. They're really linked online because it's all around kind of the SEO of Amazon. So the same way that your marketing efforts have to make sure that with your product website that you pop up in search results, your ads have to do the same. You have to make sure that the keywords that you're going after on Amazon really pop, both for the detail page you created and for the advertising you do.
How do I know how to do this for my website. I know my analytics tools will give me the clues that tell me which pages are performing and things like that. Are there similar tools for Amazon advertisers and just Amazon merchants?
Yes. So there are a couple of ways you can go about it. There are some really good software programs out there. So for example, Jungle Scout is one of them, where you can do all kinds of keyword research and product research. And that can kind of lead the way on some of your ads. All ads on Amazon are PPC, pay-per-click. And internally, Amazon will actually suggest keywords for you, for your product. Now, do you trust those? They can be good. Sometimes they're not great. A strategy I love is to use other tools like Jungle Scout or Helium 10, some of these other very inexpensive monthly software subscriptions. I like to use long tail keywords. So long tail keywords are less expensive and they can also help you establish a niche for your product on Amazon. If you're going up against some big boys who are well-established, you are not going to beat them on the PPC. There is no way you're going to outbid them. You can't afford what they can afford. But you can have long tail where, as an example, instead of saying, like, I have a hair tie in my hand, instead of just advertising hair ties, or hair ties for women, it could be hair ties for women with long hair. Or, you know, it gets longer and longer of what you're advertising for. And those long tail keywords are cheaper and can help you start to kind of, you know, slowly dig your way in as into a niche on the platform.
You know, it's so interesting because that's the same advice I would give to a client if I was working on their website and trying to improve the SEO. You're not going to beat the big boy at that top term. Don't even try, but create a lot of content that answers a lot of different questions that people have, and you're going to start winning in the niches. We've got just a minute left. Is there one mistake that you see over and over again that if people would just stop doing, things would be better?
So people think there is a set it and forget it, like the old Ron Popeil commercials. Amazon is not set it and forget it, and it is not passive income. It can be close to passive income, but you still have to work it every day. So people think I'm going to throw my products up there and they're just going to magically sell over time. You've got to make adjustments every week or every month, and you need to have help. So the great thing is there's a huge community of virtual assistants out there who are very smart on Amazon. You can hire those folks for pennies on the dollar of what you think you're going to pay, and they can help you make those adjustments over time.
Awesome. Leslie, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
If you are intrigued by some of the things that Leslie has been talking about, if you want to learn more about what she does and how she and her team can help you manage your Amazon store, be sure to check out riverbendconsulting.com. And if you're looking for other resources for your business, if you'd like a second opinion on one of your marketing ideas, be sure to schedule an office hour appointment with me. Look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.